Episode 1876, Is Your Self-Worth Consumed by Loving Your Spouse?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. How's your weekend going so far? Well, you know what? I got to tell you, the sun is out here, which means I am extra happy. And guess what? We have ducks in our pool. Okay, that's for another episode. But today it's all about relationship builders. It's time to build a strong foundation in your marriage. Is your self-worth consumed by loving your spouse? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, is your self-worth consumed by loving your spouse? We got to learn how to recognize our own value in marriage without compromising the relationship or losing who you are. You got to be careful, right? We get married, we say I do, and it's like, okay, I got to prove myself. And in dating, it was all about loving that person and learning about them. And then you get married and you're like, oh my gosh, now I got to prove who I am. And the problem is we love and serve according to these expectations that are set. But we are called to be devoted to one another. But losing ourselves in the process of loving can be devastating to any relationship. And that's not where the compromise is supposed to come. You know, the conversation of today goes something like this. Person one says this, well, what do I need to have a great marriage? And person two answers, you got to be authentic and love unconditionally. Okay, those aren't maybe the exact words, but in generalization, we always hear this word authenticity, authentic. It keeps popping up in every conversation. Why? What does it even mean? Authentic is what? Being genuine. Now, that doesn't give you permission to do whatever you want. Some people would say, well, then if I want to be mad, I'm going to be mad. No, there are some logical boundaries. You've got to be fair and what? Respectable. You've got to honor your spouse. Ultimately, though, what is being said is that you do not want to change who you are to please someone else. So let's say you have this outgoing, bubbly personality, but your spouse is one that's very, very conservative, very closed-natured. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's just a matter of fact. That's the personality of your spouse. Well, that doesn't mean that you have to become like your spouse. You don't have to lose your bubbly personality to be loved. But unfortunately, in marriages, this is what we see. We see the adoption of the expectations of the other spouse. I have to become like he or she wants me to be. And that goes against every grain of who God created us to be. You know, some of us marry at first with the idea that we are going to be the best wife ever, the best spouse ever. We're going to have the clean house, the well-behaved children, fun in the bedroom, and dinner on the table every night by 6 o'clock. Does that happen for you? Yeah, well, it doesn't happen for me. I don't think it's ever happened for me. Because why? Real life happens. The shock of being everything to everyone is exhausting. Meeting the expectations of your spouse, your children, your boss, your family, your friends, your community, it goes on and on. There you are, left hanging in the balance. You don't know who you are, except you're the wife to your husband, mom to your children. All of your actions are connected to them. You can't finish a sentence without acknowledging who you are to them. You no longer stand alone. Now, alone meaning not necessarily not married, that's not the alone we're talking about, but standing as a person, as an individual, as God sees you. Not as what you think everybody else sees you. Now, yes, it is important to serve and fulfill your responsibilities as a wife and as a mother. But you also need to be true to who God created you to be. However, Don't get the idea that you can be mad when you want. Yell louder at times or demand that you're always right. You got to have some give and take. So it's not all about you. But the thing is we don't want to lose who we are. So with that being said, you need to recognize your value, not because whose wife or whose mom you are, but who God created you to be. So you have to be independently strong while loving courageously as a couple. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be independently strong while loving courageously as a couple. Now, let's just get this out of the way. Just because you feel crabby doesn't mean you should be crabby. Just because you want your own way doesn't mean you shouldn't compromise. Marriage is a two-way street. You need to be independently strong and love courageously as a couple. So what does that really look like? Because, right, we've got real life that happens. And some of this stuff sounds great, but when you put it into action, you're like, ugh, it is a mess. Well, let's break it down. Number one, be secure in who you are becoming. This is you as an individual. It is okay to desire to be your best selfie. Why do you think we call this create your now? Your best selfie. It's being the best you can be that God is creating you to be. This is super attractive to your spouse. Confidence is attractive. I mean, think about the relationships that you have with other people besides your spouse, your best friends, your coworkers, the grocery store attendant. I mean, if you go to the same grocery store all the time, you may see the same person all the time. So there may be a relationship, right? A friendship. When you walk into a place, do people ask you things? Do they come to you? Well, they see that you are a confident person in that regard. And so they respect what you have to say. Confidence is attractive. Be secure in who you are becoming. Number two, be verbal in your needs and wants. This is where you communicate what's working and what's not working. And remember, it goes both ways. You need to be heard and your spouse needs to be heard. This is the compromise. This is the blend. This is the harmony. You've got to verbalize your wants and needs, but you also have to listen to your spouse's wants and needs. And then you come together. There may be nights that you can't have dinner on the table at 6 o'clock. Guess what? That's okay. But communicate with your spouse. And you know what? Your spouse may not even have that expectation. Maybe that's just something that you self-imposed. And you're like, well, I kind of thought he was thinking along those lines. So just since we said I do, I've always been doing that. Or I've always tried. The problem is we put ourselves under unnecessary stress. And that just takes us down a rabbit hole. So be verbal in your needs and wants. Be secure in who you are becoming. And finally, number three, love unconditionally with a servant's heart. This doesn't mean you open yourself up to being walked all over. You're not a doormat. That is not why God created you. Some people say, oh, to be submissive is to be walked all over. Oh, no, it's not. However, you know that the decisions and actions you take are to serve from a place of what? Love and not obligation. There's the difference. Are you serving dinner at 6 o'clock out of love or out of obligation? That's going to tell you where you stand immediately. It's also going to take you to places where, oh my gosh, maybe I have some bitterness here. Maybe I have some other issues over there. We've got to love unconditionally with the servant's heart. Now, I mentioned at the very beginning about ducks in my pool. Well, believe it or not, yesterday, I was sitting in my bedroom and I saw out of my peripheral vision this whoosh of something fly by. And it's getting close to spring down here in the South. And we have these few couples, these birds, robins, that come and go. And I see them and some of them are getting quite fat. So I know what's happening. I see the dance and they're so adorable to watch. So I just thought it was two of them flying by. Well, I looked up and outside my bedroom window, there are two ducks, a couple, a male and a female. And oh my goodness, I was so surprised. And they landed in my pool of all places. I thought, seriously, am I dreaming? I just did a 2-day fast. Maybe I am hallucinating. Okay, I took a deep breath. I stood up, walked to the window. Oh no, they were still there. They were in our pool for 30 minutes in the morning. It was a beautiful morning, sun shining bright and everything. But you know what fascinated me about this couple? These two cute, adorable ducks. And you knew they were a couple. One was male, one was female. And you could tell by their actions. I watched them during the entire time, with the exception of walking from my bedroom into our family hearth room where I could get a better view and take some more videos and pictures, because I knew my children would not believe me and I knew my husband would not believe me if I didn't have proof that we had this couple of ducks in our pool. So I had to get a good view. So it was just that very short little walk there that I didn't see what they were doing, but I watched them carefully. And what surprised me was this. The female and the male were both independently strong. They held their own ground. They knew what they wanted. However, they loved courageously. You see, at one point, the mama duck decided she wanted to get out of the pool and she wanted to go see what was in the grass. Now, our grass is a different kind of grass. And, you know, our puppy dog doesn't even like it on his paws. So I'm sure she was like, oh, I don't want to walk on this. She walked only a couple steps inward, but she picked at it with her beak. And there, right at the side of the pool, stood Mr. Duck. And his head was so proudly elongated out of his neck. And he was very watchful as to what was going on, as if to be standing guard for his female, Miss Duck. And here she was just like doing her thing. And then when she was done, she came back over and he was like, okay, now it's time to get back in the pool. He jumped in, she followed. They swam together. They were no more than 3 yards apart. It was precious the entire time. If one went one way, the other quickly followed. Now, that other one, okay, well, if you want to go do that, they gave them what? Their independence, their space. Even at one point, Mr. Duck decided he wanted to walk a little closer to the house. And he came wobbling to me and I'm like, okay, I was still inside. I had the door just slightly opened because I didn't want the cats to run out, because then we would have a catastrophe. And then I would be probably the one that would be ending up in the pool with the cats and the ducks. Oh my goodness gracious, that would be horrible. But that's for another episode. And thank goodness it didn't happen. So I watched Mr. Duck kind of wobble and, you know, kind of come closer to the house as if he was going to test his own boundaries. And Miss Duck just stood very still, very watchful. And she then followed him, got a little bit closer, but not too close, because she knew that he had to do something on his own. She let him go. When he was done with that little short adventure, which was all like maybe 9.5 seconds, he turned around, joined her, went close to her, and they jumped back into the pool. It was amazing to watch this couple. These two ducks, Mr. Duck and Miss Duck. I don't know what their names are, but it showed me that, you know what, in marriage, we can kind of take some lessons from two ducks that ended up in my pool. That we need to be independently strong as an individual. You as a woman, you need to be who God created you to be, and you need to grow into that. Just as the same as your husband needs to grow into the man that God is having him to become. And then together, you love courageously. You have a bond that is inseparable. You serve each other, not out of obligation, but out of what? Love. Unconditional love. Your self-worth does not depend upon everything you do for everybody. You are worthy because God created you, fearfully and wonderfully made. No actions or decisions can separate you from that. None whatsoever. So instead of connecting your self-worth to how you love your spouse, love yourself first so you can love your spouse more. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.